Okay, Thursday, October 29th, 2020. Our opening prayer. O God, open our lips.
And our mouths shall proclaim your praise.
From the rising of the sun to its setting.
We praise your name, O God.
By word and water, God renews us this day in the living fountain of God's grace and raises us with Christ Jesus to live a new life in the Spirit.
Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, O God, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
Morning Canticle of Joy. Be joyful in the Lord, all you lands.
Serve the Lord with gladness.
And come before his presence with a song.
Know this, the Lord himself is God.
He himself has made us, and we are his.
We are his people and the sheep of his pasture.
Enter his gates with thanksgiving.
And go into his courts with praise.
Give thanks to him and call upon his name.
For the Lord is good.
His mercy is everlasting.
And his faithfulness endures from age to age.
Morning prayer. The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Give us, O Lord, steadfast hearts, which no unworthy thought can drag downward, unconquered hearts, which no tribulation can wear out, upright hearts, which no unworthy purpose may tempt aside. Bestow upon us also, O Lord, our God, understanding to know you, and diligence to seek you, the wisdom to find you, and a faithfulness that may finally embrace you through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Send your light and your truth to guide me. Let them lead me to your house on your sacred mountain. Show that I am right, God. Defend me against everyone who doesn't know you. Rescue me from each of those deceitful liars. I run to you for protection. Why have you turned me away? Why must enemies mistreat me and make me sad? Send your light and your truth to guide me. Let them lead me to your house on your sacred mountain. Then I will worship at your altar because you make me joyful. You are my God and I will praise you. Yes, I will praise you as I play my harp. Why am I discouraged? Why am I restless? I trust you and I will praise you again because you help me and you are my God. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God, now and forever. Amen. Send your light and your truth to guide me. Let them lead me to your house on your sacred mountain.
The holy word today is from Romans, chapter 2, verse 17 through 29. Some of you call yourselves Jews. You trust in the law and take pride in God. By reading the scriptures, you learn how God wants you to behave and you discover what is right. You are sure that you are a guide for the blind and a light for all who are in the dark. And since there is knowledge and truth in God's law, you think you can instruct fools and teach young people. But how can you teach others when you refuse to learn? You preach that it is wrong to steal, but do you steal? You say people should be faithful in marriage, but are you faithful? You hate idols, yet you rob their temples. You take pride in the law, but you disobey the law and bring shame to God. It is just as the scripture tells us. You have made foreigners say insulting things about God. Being circumcised is worthwhile if you obey the law. But if you don't obey the law, you are no better off than people who are not circumcised. In fact, if they obey the law, they are as good as anyone who is circumcised. So everyone who obeys the law but has never been circumcised will condemn you. Even though you are circumcised and have the law, you still don't obey its teachings. Just because you live like a Jew and are circumcised doesn't make you a real Jew. To be a real Jew, you must obey the law. True circumcision is something that happens deep in your heart, not something done to your body. And besides, you should want praise from God and not from humans. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Canticle of Zechariah. We bless you, Adonai, God of Israel, for you come to visit us and ransom us from bondage. You have brought forth a strong deliverer in the house of your child David. This is what your holy prophets announced, deliverance from enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. Mercy among our ancestors and remembrance of your holy covenant. This is the promise you swore to our ancestor Abraham, to make us unafraid, to rescue us from our enemies, to serve before you, holy and just, all the days of our lives. And this, my little child, shall be called prophet of the Most High, going before you, Adonai, to prepare your paths, making your people know deliverance by the forgiveness of their sins. Through your merciful compassions, God, our God, the dawn from on high shall visit us, to shine on those kept in dungeons and the shadows of death, and to guide our feet onto the path of peace. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen. A commemoration, James Hannington. Among the new nations of Africa, Uganda is the most predominantly Christian. Mission work began there in the 1870s with the favor of King Mutesa, who died in 1884. However, his son and successor, King Mwanga, opposed all foreign presence, including the missions. James Hannington, born 1847, was sent out from England in 1884 by the Anglican Church as missionary bishop of Eastern Equatorial Africa. As he was traveling towards Uganda, he was apprehended by emissaries of King Mwanga. He and his companions were brutally treated, and a week later, October 29th, 1885, most of them were put to death. Hannington's last words were, "Go tell your master that I have purchased the road to Uganda with my blood." Colic of the day. Almighty God, by whose grace and power your holy martyr, James Hannington, triumphed over suffering and was faithful even to death, grant us, who now remember him in thanksgiving, to be so faithful in our witness to you in this world that we may receive with him the crown of life, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Let us pray for the sick. O Father of mercies and God of all comfort, our only help in time of need, we humbly beseech you to behold, visit, and relieve your sick servants for whom our prayers are desired. Look upon them with the eyes of your mercy and comfort them with a sense of your goodness. Preserve them from the temptations of the enemy and give them patience under affliction. In your good time, restore them to health and enable them to live the remainder of their lives in your awe and to your glory. And grant that fondly they may dwell with you in everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. A prayer for our local government. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, send down upon those who hold office in this state of New Jersey the spirit of wisdom, charity, and justice, that with steadfast purpose they may faithfully serve in their offices to promote the well-being of all people, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. The Collect of the Week. Almighty and everlasting God, increase in us the gifts of faith, hope, and charity, and that we may obtain what you promise. Make us love what you command, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen. For those who influence public opinion, we pray, Almighty God, you proclaim your truth in every age by many voices. Direct in our time, we pray, those who speak where many listen and write what many read, that they may do their part in making the heart of this people wise, its mind sound, and its will righteous. To the honor of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Our concluding prayer for today. Lord God, almighty and everlasting Father, you have brought us in safety to this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power that we may not fall into sin nor be overcome by adversity. And in all we do, direct us to the fulfilling of your purpose through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. And I pray that he would unveil within you the unlimited riches of his glory and favor until supernatural strength floods your innermost being with his divine might and explosive power. Then, by constantly using your faith, the life of Christ will be released deep inside you, and the resting place of his love will become the very source and root of your life. Amen.
Amen.